Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。
Hey, Peter, so I know you're going to pop the question, the carol last night. How did it go?
Yes, I did. Well, Sam, you know what? I did. But actually, she turned me down.
Oh, no way.
She said, we're just friends.
Oh, Peter, that's horrible. I'm sorry.
So what am I going to do with my rings?
Well, you know what? Just sell it.
那么刚才的对话呢，我们复习了一下昨天讲到的 idiom pop the question， 翻译成中文呢是求婚。它的场景呢是我们昨天讲到了，说我准备跟我的女朋友 Caroline 要求婚，但是结果是什么呢？ She turns me down， 对， turn down 表示说拒绝了我，原因呢不知道。那我问 Sam 说我这个求婚戒指怎么办？ Sam 说给它卖掉。 I'm not hopeless, right?
Yeah, well, that's, I guess, can be good or bad.
All right. Well, what about today's idiom, Sam?
All right. Well, today's idiom is a P idiom, of course,、mm-hmm. and it is pot calling the kettle black.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a little long. So first we begin with pot, P-O-T, calling the kettle, K-E-T-T-L-E,Black.
在今天的 idiom 里面有两个关键词，一个呢是一开始的这个 pot， 锅的意思，第二个词呢是 kettle， 反映成中文是壶。锅和壶在厨房里面是非常常见的用品，一个呢是我们用来做饭用的 pot， 这个 kettle 是用我们来做开水用的，所以它们应该是 kind of a buddy, right?
Yeah, probably, put next to each other, I would guess.
Right, 所以呢我们觉得锅和壶呢应该是兄弟，因为他们都属于什么？ They both belong to the kitchen.
So why are they calling each other black? Right.
为什么说在今天的俚语里面这个锅叫这个壶是黑色？那么下面我和 Sam 做一个 conversation， 看看如何使用 pot calling the kettle black.
Hey, Peter.Can I talk to you about John for a second?
Sure.
Well, you know what? John has just really been getting on my nerves lately.
Really?
Yeah, he's so fake. Acts like he's everybody's friend. But I know he's just faking it. Inside, I don't think he actually likes people.
Well, sometimes he has kind of problem. He kind of a little bit too much.
Yeah, and you know what? He walks around acting like he's so good, like he's better than everyone, and I just hate that so much. But you know what's the worst thing? He talks behind people's backs about other people, and he doesn't say nice things. I can't believe John would do that.
Well, Sam, you sound a little bit jealous of John, right?
Maybe.
Oh, talking about John's and like a backstabbing. Well, it sounds like a pot calling the kettle black.
Well, I guess you have a point there. If I'm talking behind John's back about John talking the other people behind their backs, that makes me kind of a hypocrite, I guess, huh?
You are, right?
Yeah, so I guess no matter what John does, it doesn't really give me the right to talk about him behind his back.
Well, John should be okay. John's all right, but what you need to do is just sit down with John, have a nice talk.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Peter， 能不能跟你聊两句？我说没关系，进来说两句吧。他首先呢，对我们这个同事这个 John 印象非常的不好，他认为这个人呢非常的虚伪，然后呢有一些自大。另外让 Sam 最难容忍的是 John 这个人经常背后说人的坏话。我看了 Sam 一眼说 ，Sam， 你现在干嘛呢？你现在背后在说 John 的坏话，所以呢，你现在跟 John 来讲呢，半斤八两。那么用到我们今天的词组呢 ，pot calling the kettle black。我们知道在厨房里面，这个锅呢是用来做饭的，做了时间长，它的底部会非常的黑。那么这个壶呢，做水做了时间长之后也是非常的黑。那么锅看到壶之后呢，说，你太黑了。那么壶反应到说，你也不比我白哪儿去。所以他们之间呢，对双方的问题呢都指了出来，但是事实上他们都存在共同的问题。那么可以用我们今天这个 idiom pot calling the kettle black， 半斤八两，你们俩差不多少。
So Sam, could you give me another example? Yeah, well I think another situation, whether it's at school or at work, for complaining about someone, for example, like, they're always late. I can't believe they're late again. They better not be late this time. Well, if we're always late ourselves, then our friends will probably point out to us, hey, come on, that's like the pot calling the kettle black. You're always late too.
Can I use idiom to talk back to my father? Means, hey, for example, your father's talking to the kids, stop playing the computer game. But actually, the father is on the computer game. Hey, the son says, hey, it's like a pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, well, if the son is brave enough to tell the father that, then sure, of course he can.
Right, 那么在我们生活当中呢，还有一个场景，比如在学校里面，有些学生本来你的学习就不是那么的好，但同时呢，特别愿意说某些同学说，哎，你应该努力学习，你应该早早来学校，但是他自己的学习成绩呢，也不是那么的好，同时呢，还经常的迟到。另外一个场景呢，刚才我问 Sam 说，在家庭当中能不能用 pot calling the kettle black？ 父亲跟儿子说，别玩那个电脑游戏了，你应该学习了。儿子看了爸爸一眼说，您现在也在玩呢，我们俩现在是半斤八两。理论上呢是可以，但是呢对儿子来讲需要勇气的，因为一旦你说完之后，你的爸爸会非常的生气，跟他 be really angry.
Yeah, you might get hit for that one.
Right, the spanking will be followed, right? Well, that's it for today's idiom. And now let's go to part 2 of food safety.
Ah.
Because we mentioned part 1 yesterday.
Yeah, and we talked about how restaurants, they really have a big responsibility, and their most important responsibility is keeping food safe so that patrons like us, their customers, will not get sick or poisoned.
You're right. Also, we mentioned examples which happen in Las Vegas.
Yep.
It's a very nice restaurant because food poisonings, it lost its customer, also the business went down.
Yep, it got 200 people sick.
Yeah, it's called the outbreak of kind of a disease or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, salmonella.
Right. So before we go to the part 2, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
For today's hit the books, let's start with the word rotate. Rotate. R-O-T-A-T-E. Rotate.
今天的第一个单词呢 rotate 翻译成中文是轮流替换的意思，在这里面呢是指在超市里面或在饭馆里面一些食品需要定期的进行轮流的更换。
Next is the word sticky. Sticky. S-T-I-C-K-Y. Sticky.
第二个单词是个形容词，表示一个东西特别的黏，往往呢如果一个食物你摸上去感觉非常 sticky、
yeah.
特别一般情况下这个食物应该是非常的 dry 非常的干的，但现在一摸起来 sticky pretty dodgy pretty suspicious、
yeah.
可能是坏掉了。
Right, next is the word residue. Residue. R-E-S-I-D-U-E. Residue.
下一个单词 residue 翻译成中文是残留物。
Yeah, so sometimes we sayOh, the table has a sticky residue. We use residue because we have no clue what it is, right?
Right.
So it has some sort of sticky residue on it.
You know, the residue on table is better than residue on the plate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. If you get a fork or a plate with sticky residue,
well, even worse, terrible.
That's bad, yeah.
Right. 那么我们去餐馆的时候呢，发现如果说餐桌上有一些残留物的话呢，觉得不舒服，但如果说你发现这个筷子上或者说这个汤勺上有这个 residue, 那么说你几乎没有任何的胃口。You will throw up.
Next is the word flourish. Flourish. F-L-O-U-R-I-S-H. Flourish.
下一个单词 flourish, 翻译成中文的是繁荣，这是美式的发音 flourish。那么英式的话呢应该是 flourish. Yeah, it's different. Australia and UK, they say,flourish.
Wow.
It doesn't matter. 那么今天这个 flourish 可以指的孩子呢能够在智力上在学习上所取得的进步取得上的发展，那么用这个单词 flourish, it means develop.
Yeah, but also it could be in a bad situation, like maybe today,、if the temperatures are bad, bacteria can
flourish. This is pretty bad.
That's bad.
另外一个场景可以是我们食品上的一些坏的东西，比如说细菌，它们在合适的温度下能够 flourish,那么是非常恶心的一件事情。
Next we have spoiled product. Spoiled product. Spoiled is S-P-O-I-L-E-D. Product, P-R-O-D-U-C-T.
如果说一个产品它是 spoiled, 证明这个产品是有问题的，这个问题还不是一个小问题，那么这个产品可能是一个次品。
Next is cross-contamination. Cross-contamination.C-R-O-S-S-C-O-N-T-A-M-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. Cross-contamination.
下一个单词有两部分构成，第一部分那个 cross 表示说相互的交叉的意思，后面那个单词呢 contamination 表示说污染， 那么合到一起呢是指食物的交叉污染。
So if something goes bad or goes spoiled, we know that if it's near other vegetables or other meats, there can be cross-contamination.
Right.
Okay, next is the word rinse. Rinse. R-I-N-S-E, rinse.
下一个单词 rinse 是我们在洗菜的时候非常重要的一个环节，一定要洗涤或者洗干净。那么这个单词叫 rinse.
Yeah, sometimes even for the shower,、say, hey, I'm going to go rinse off real quick. So that means you're just going to go take a quick shower.
Right, 那么有的时候呢我们在洗澡或洗头的时候比如说你用完了这个 shampoo 之后 rinse your hair,、需要把这些香波呢给它冲洗掉那么这个冲洗掉呢用这个单词 rinse.
Alright, lastly is the word detergent. Detergent, D-E-T-E-R-G-E-N-T, detergent.
今天最后一个单词 detergent, 翻译成中文是洗涤剂。Alright, so let's go to the part 2 of food safety.
Date and rotate and throw away. If you don't do anything else, do this. Not only is labeling required by law, it keeps your product fresh and your customers happy. Health inspectors look for rotation too. Food labeling isn't as simple as slapping a piece of masking tape with the date on to product containers or trays. Masking tape can leave sticky residue where bacteria flourishes. There are specific labels made for indirect contact with food. Popular brands include Day Dots, Fresh Marks, and Daymark. Employees who deal with stock should know how to correctly label and rotate stock.And how to safely dispose of old or spoiled product. Federal and state laws vary on how to correctly date your stock. But one thing is certain, you can't afford not to.
Right, 那么今天的第一点呢是 date, rotate, and throw away. 第一个那个 date, 它不是一个名词的日期而是说在商品上贴上这个日期表明这个食物呢在保鲜期内 means it's kind of edible, you can eat it.
Yeah.That's right. And of course, dating something is required by law.
同时呢根据法律规定呢食品一定要贴上这个日期的标签不然的话呢 it's illegal.
That's right.
第二点呢是 rotate, 表示说把这个货品进行轮换它的目的呢是把一些不要的过期的商品呢能够什么呢剔出来。
So at supermarkets, this is actually something if a health inspector comes in,、will look for. They're going to make sure you're rotating your products.
Okay, 食品检验机构会定期的到超市啊或者说饭店里面去做 inspection. 目的呢是确保这些商家把那些坏了的或过期的商品呢能够 rotate 出来。同时如果说作为一个商家发现了这些商品或者这个食品过期了的话呢一定要 throw away, 一定要扔掉。
Now, when it comes to、putting a label on the food that shows a date,、maybe like when it was produced, when it expires,、there's actually like a special kind of label we should get. We cannot just take any kind of piece of tape、and then slap a label on it.
Right, 我们在食品上贴标签的话呢和其他的物品是不一样的。比如说你在桌子上或电视上做一个标签 no problem, sticky tape will be okay. 但是在食品上贴标签的话呢因为我们知道这个标签上会有一些 chemicals, 一些物质呢如果说使用不当的话会导致这个食品出现问题。
And actually the problem that they mention is the sticky residue that is left from certain types of tape, this is an area where bacteria can flourish. They love these little sticky residue areas.
原因很简单这个标签的这些化学物质里面会有一些 bacteria, 一些细菌。这个细菌如果说和这个食物放到了一起那么这个细菌就会 flourish, 迅速的繁殖。那么说这个食物呢很快就会坏掉了。所以大家在贴这个食品标签的时候呢一定要注意使用那种食品专用的 label, 这个非常非常的重要。
So we mentioned flourish can be used in good and bad areas, and it's no surprise we of course used it in kind of a gross.
Right, kind of bacterial flourish.
Yes. Okay, so like you mentioned, we should use the proper kinds.There's companies that make special sort of labels、that have to come in contact or will come in contact with food.
文中也提到了几家公司呢他们生产出来的这个 sticky tape 是符合食品标准的。We should use a proper sticky tape. Also, the employee should be trained to know how to use this sticky tape, right?
Not just how to use the tape, but also how to read it so that they make sure everything is properly rotated or thrown out.
Right. 另一点呢也非常的重要，如果发现一些过期的商品， or we can say the food has gone bad.
Yeah.
应该怎么做呢？ Dispose of this old or spoiled food. 那么提到说这个抛弃或者说扔掉，用到的词呢是 dispose of， 后面一定要加这个介词 of， 因为我们汉语的这个扔掉呢它是一个及物动词，但是英文的这个 dispose 它是一个不及物动词，后面要加介词 of 来后面呢才可以加这个所要扔掉的这个东西。
So it finishes with this is something you cannot afford to do、
right.
if you are caught by a health inspector selling food that is past the expiration dateSay good night. You're finished.
Right. But sometimes some supermarket, people are very, we say, pretty bad people, they relabel their meat. Because the thing is expired, so they relabel it.
Ooh, that can get you into big trouble if you're ever caught.
Right. They have been penalized heavily.
Yes. Well, that's date, rotate, and throw away. Next is washing food. This might shock you.But not all food should be washed before cooking. Washing meat, fish, poultry, and eggs is asking for problems like cross-contamination and foodborne illness. Make sure you wash your hands after dealing with these products, though. Otherwise, you'll be spreading germs everywhere. Fresh fruits and vegetables should always be rinsed carefully. But don't use soap or detergent.They can leave a film behind that isn't safe to ingest. Some industrial cleaning solutions for produce are available too. But if cold water does the trick, why spend money on cleaning agents you don't need?
第二点是食物的清洗。食物的清洗呢，我们觉得很简单，放到水池里面一洗就完事了。但是呢，它不是说我们想象的那么简单。So washing food or food washing is not as simple as that.
Nope, it isn't. Because actually it turns out some things should not be washed before we cook them.
Right, 那么有些食物呢，烹饪之前不需要做任何的清洗。给了一些例子 ,meat, fish, poultry, and eggs.
Yep, that's right. The reason why we don't want to wash meat or eggs is because something like cross-contamination can occur,、
mm-hmm.
and so that can give us some big health problems.
Right, 文中提到了肉、鱼、家禽还有鸡蛋呢在烹饪之前绝对是不能洗的。如果洗了的话呢它会产生一个问题是 cross-contamination, 一种中文是交叉污染。
So the meat don't wash,But for sure, after you handle the meat, make sure you wash your hands.
Why?
Well, there's so much like bacteria and stuff that come from uncooked meat.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine, we touch the refrigerator handle, we touch the forks and knives, mm-hmm. the plates, bowls, all of that bacteria from the meat, we just spread it.
另外一点希望大家注意，在摸完肉啊或禽类的这些东西之后呢，一定要洗手。大家看起来有些肉啊或者鸡蛋非常的干净非常的漂亮，但是你不知道它上面可能含有大量的 bacteria， 所以在碰完这些东西之后一定要认真的洗手，而不是说简简单单的洗两下就完事了，认真的洗，不然的话你可能把它们上面所含有的 bacteria 传到其他的食物上面。
But something we do for sure want to wash is vegetables and fruits.
当然了，我们说新鲜的蔬菜和水果一定要认真的清洗。 Rinse 这个单词 R-I-N-S-E. So can we use clean? Means vegetable and the fruits should be cleaned carefully.
Yeah, of course. We want to rinse them carefully, but with just water.Actually, if we use soap or detergent, it can be harmful to our skin because that can leave like a soapy residue,、
mm-hmm.
like if we wash an apple, and、
right.
then when we eat that, that soapy residue can do harm to our stomach.
那么在洗的过程当中呢，大家尽量不要用这些清洗剂 detergent. 原因很简单，如果用洗涤剂的话呢，它会在水果和蔬菜的上面留下一个 film, 一个残留。这个残留物呢，如果说吃到我们肚子里面呢，可能对我们的健康会有所影响。
Yeah, although at the supermarket, I found and actually purchased a soap that is specifically designed for washing fruits and vegetables.
I think that kind of soap is okay. It means exclusively for vegetable and fruit cleaning.
Yes, but the article mentions a good point. It says if cold water really does the trick or is enough,、
mm-hmm.
then why spend extra money on this kind of detergent or soap?
Right, but sometimes I think, you know, so imported...Fruit, like apples,、
yeah.
they are waxed.
Oh.
Right, so it's pretty shiny and good shape.
Yeah.
Because some of the apples imported from the U.S., they wax. You have to clean thoroughly. 那么大家在超市购买一些进口水果的时候呢，会发现一些水果，特别是苹果，上面有一层这个蜡。那么这个蜡呢，大家一定要认真给它清洗掉，不然的话呢，吃进肚子里面感觉不舒服，可能是 it's okay, but it feels kind of a little bit, you know, uncomfortable.
Yes, for sure. Maybe there's some sort of edible wax, but I don't think the stuff they put on there you should eat.
所以大家呢，可以用一些蔬菜水果专门的那个洗涤剂呢，来清洗这些水果，确保呢它的这个安全。
Yeah, actually the soap that you can buy here in China for washing vegetables and fruits, really not that expensive. It's pretty cheap.
Also, there's a big variety of, we say, detergents.
Yes, there is.
那么大家呢，去超市呢，选择这些蔬菜水果的这些清洗剂呢，会发现非常的容易。同时呢，这个种类也特别的多。那么大家可以选一类自己用的比较习惯的一个 vegetable and fruit detergent.
Yeah, and I guess if you do use it,Just maybe rinse it a little extra thoroughly. Make sure you wipe off or wash off all of that possible film that could be left behind from the soap.
Right. 即使大家用了这些蔬菜水果专用的这个 detergent, 也一定要尽量 rinse thoroughly, 尽量呢在水里面呢清洗干净。它毕竟呢它属于一种 chemical, 化学物质呢吃到我们肚子里面当然呢应该是觉得不是很好的一件事情所以大家还是要 rinse thoroughly. So the section 2 of food safety.
Yes, so we've talked about keeping the temperature, the proper degree,、
mm-hmm.
rotating, dating, and throwing away old food, and then washing
food.
Yes.
Right. Well, time's up for today's chat and...See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM。
I'm the one that got away. So tonight I'm going out. Tonight I'm gonna stay high. It won't say any wrong. Boots looking for a day. I would make the first move, but I'm too drunk to enunciate. Never been one to wanna hear about someone's face. So tonight I'm going out. Tonight I'm gonna stay high. And so hot just to be. It's such a fine line between the things you want and the things that you need. So I'm not going to sleep. I'm sipping in the midnight under hearth lights, and nothing gets me down. Running into old friends I don't need anymore. Tonight I'm gonna show them. We all got stars. We all got stars. We My heart is always breaking for the ghostly heart that's who we fall asleep to revolution. But we come next to a sad excuse. Oh, what a shame how we got in our own way. So tonight I'm going out. Tonight I'm gonna stay. Yeah, and so hard not to scream. It's such a fine line between the things you are and the things that you've been. Oh, 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 oh.
glad that I'm becoming satellite outside of sight of the moon. Convinced that if you'd ever stood by my side, now you're on the other side of the moon.
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。